This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Meaningful play in this game. Torres back to pass, taking a shot. Look out here, Ian Strong looking too easy. Strong, touchdown for the Friars, the Rutgers-bound captain.
We will break Ian Strong down in just a bit, Sims. But Dante Torres, for the third week in a row for the Friars of St. Anthony's, has rung the bell with four touchdown passes. Quick thought on that, and then we'll talk more about it in just a bit.
Really just an exciting team to watch every time that you go. It's right now they're kind of operating like they're like Patrick Mahomes and, you know, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You're going to go there. You're going to get a show. You're going to get high scoring action. And Dante Torres, Ian Strong, KJ Duff, I mean, Moran at running back, Ruda at running back, you know, just Mattos, the receiver, Jaden Jenkins, all those players really showing out right now. That is a dangerous football team over there. Over the Hudson. It's really, really good time for the St. Anthony's Friars.
And you are a huge fan of New York football. People think because you're a Jersey guy,
yeah,
Bosco
what,
guys, there's this misconception.
What is going on? Like, people, yeah, no. Like, have you been listening to the show? I don't know how
Pat Maceroni, the head basketball coach at Stepanak, was upset with you last week.
For keeping it real.
Oh,
all right, I'm sorry, man. Your offense wasn't doing well. You should have scored 40 points in that game versus DePaul.
We'll break that down a little bit, too.
But
you should come. You should want on December 2nd, you should come watch Stepanak Cardinal Hayes up on the Grand Concourse in the Bronx, one of our first TV basketball games. So we're letting a little bit out of the box here that MSG will be doing basketball next year
and
as
don't
well.
Don't worry, I won't be announcing the basketball
No,
games.
But you'll be there. Hey, speaking of MSG, turn into the network later today. It's on the mothership. It's the biggest game in the tri-state. Bosco Bergen, corner of Oradell and Forest. They kick at 1 p.m., and if you can't make it, and I'm telling you right now, if you want to go, Sims, you better be, your hiney better be in the seats by 12 because you ain't going to get near the place. So if you can't make it, watch it on MSG Network. And, of course, the High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one auto Ford group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. Okay, don't know who your broadcast partner is going to be today because Jimmy Cavallo, I talked to him earlier, he struggled through that game last night. He's not feeling well. Just to give you a point of reference, in the second quarter, I called David Resnick. I called Danny Long. I called Rich Ackerman. I called Knicks play-by-play, Knicks play-by-play Eddie Cohen. I called Bruce Beck to see if all these guys could fill in. They couldn't. Cavallo's.
Where's Eddie Kalegi?
He's doing the Rutgers-Iowa game tonight with Dylan Allen.
Come on, Eddie.
Okay?
Eddie.
So give us a call, 1-800-919-3776, 1-800-919-3776.
Actually, you know what? Just come to the game today, and we're going to pick a random fan to do the game with me.
It'd be unbelievable, Sims.
Yeah.
But we'll see if Jimmy can get out of bed and call in the show a little bit later. And speaking of calling, call us, 1-800-919-3776. Very disturbed by something I heard about your wife earlier, the great
what?
Jay Money.
Yeah.
She is not into It's a Wonderful Life.
No, she's not.
What is Jay Money? Like, I'm going to come to your house at Christmas. Jackie and I are going to come over, and we're going to watch A Wonderful Life.
In her defense, it is a very upsetting movie. It's a little rough, you know, around the edge. It's very sad.
The ending is incredible.
The ending is incredible, but yeah, I think just, you know, there was a few times throughout the movie where it was tough for her to even get to the ending. But, yeah.
Okay,
sorry,
so
I just shared that with you.
Maceroni just checked in. The Stepanak coach loved the mention, and he said, you come sit on his bench during that game.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah.
He didn't say that. I just threw that
in.
Okay, so Jay Money's upset about It's a Wonderful Life. And Sims, I'm sorry. Like, I felt like I was a rabbi for you yesterday, a priest. When the Bergen record came out with their all-time quarterback list,
no, this wasn't the all-time quarterback.
So what happened?
You weren't listening, Michael.
Well, I was trying to get ready for it. I switched our entire production crew. I was trying to get ready. Great job by Fratto and company last night.
Yeah.
You know, the whole crew, I mean.
Definitely.
Just phenomenal.
No,
we're back.
Had a great time. It was Monsignor Farrell, just awesome to be out there, too. What an experience. Yeah,
Tony
we'll
Garofolo,
to later,
the AD, just a tremendous guy. Rocco Del Prior, how great is he?
And
photobombed that picture. He just wanted to be in there with Cavallo and I.
That's totally fine, and you know what? I don't care.
Okay, but what you do care about is you're not the greatest quarterback in the history of Don Bosco, according to the Bergen record in Varsity Aces. So what are you so upset about?
Yeah, I got a problem with Darren Cooper right now. I don't know what you're thinking. You
really?
Know? I mean, I was a little disappointed, yeah.
So what happened? Like, I quickly...
So they do the all
I saw iron... you made honorable mention.
It was the all-iron...
Congratulations.
You're, you're making things up.
No, you were. You were honorable mention.
Was I?
Yeah,
okay.
So we're
see,
seven other quarterbacks.
I stopped reading it, you know.
The only one they didn't put in there was Frank Neutile. Everybody else was there.
Oh, poor Frank.
And Frank, a good quarterback.
Good football
player.
Went
to Temple, had a good career.
Yeah, good
career.
Football player. No, it's the all-Iron Man team. It's the all-Crusader team. And I opened up the newspaper, and I was very disappointed not to see myself there. And yeah, I vented to you a little bit.
Okay,
and
well,
I want to know, honestly, Mr. Cooper, I just want to know the criteria, man. That's all.
You want? Well, okay.
What's the criteria?
Joining us now is Darren Cooper.
This is awesome.
You had no idea.
I love it. No.
Coop, are you here?
All right, Sims, go ahead. What's your beef?
What? No. What? You tell me, player.
Oh, that's
what's
good,
the criteria
Sims.
Right now? I want to know what the criteria. If it's about being an Iron Man quarterback, I don't know. I feel like I check a lot of boxes. This
you
is great.
You check a lot of boxes, Matt. There's a lot of other people. There's a lot of other people who check the same boxes. I'll hit you
ooh,
with this. Like,
okay.
Who's better, Mahomes or Herbert? Who's better? What's your criteria? What's your criteria for ranking that?
I mean, that one's actually pretty obvious because one won a Super Bowl. But I appreciate you making the comparison with Mahomes or Herbert to
okay.
me and Teal.
Okay. So then keep going. All right. How about Brady and Herbert? Which one's better? Neither one's won a Super Bowl.
But no, Coop. But Coop, let me just. It's fair to say this because I've only done one list my entire life. It was the greatest players I had ever seen in high school, and I had three pieces of criteria. One, you had to play at least both ways 1 year of varsity football. Two, it was based on purely high school, not
right.
what you did after. And three, you had to play. You couldn't miss more than three games your senior year. That's why when Cushing found out about it, he called the show. He was upset. I'm like, Cush, I had him at number four. I said, too high? So, Coop, what's his he just wants to know what the criteria, because we can't finish the show unless he knows what the criteria was because he's melting here.
That's right.
Matt, you know, there is no set criteria. There never is any set criteria, especially when you're dealing with high school sports, high school athletes, over a long period of time. Because if I sat there and said, well, you needed to win two state championships, hey, some kids might be on, you know, might be ring getters on the sidelines who don't really contribute. Or, you know, we can't really base it on statistics because high school statistics aren't the most reliable thing in the world. So I totally cop to the point that it's very subjective. I will say that the people who contributed to the list are about as close of an expert group as we can put together. The list was actually originally done in 2012. Me and Mark Zerwinski, who's now
rest in peace,
help put the list together. I did my research I went through the archives at Bosco. I found out something really wild, which is that they wore bright red uniforms like Bergen Catholic way back in the day.
Yes, they
and
did.
The
they were actually
did,
red and yellow at one point.
Awful.
They
yeah.
actually were. You're
yeah.
100% mad. And then the other thing. I don't want to name any real names, but there's at least one guy on the list that I literally called the big guy up at the time and said, listen, it's either X or X for this spot. Who was better? And the big guy said, it's so-and-so. So we did talk to coaches. And listen, Matt, quarterback is hard. I mean, shoot. I mean,
Was this discussion really about the quarterback position?
Good question, Sims.
You can say yes. Okay. Coach Tola's family, so I have no problem.
Oh, it was not. But I'll tell you who it was off the air. But it's kind of funny. It was not about the quarterback.
Okay, all right. Because you know, Coach Tola, you know, we're family now, so I would have no problem putting him over my lap and giving him a little spank on the hiney here at Thanksgiving. You know,
listen, you got beat up by Jimmy Mullen. You think you can beat up Coach Tola?
Get out of here!
Come on.
What? Let that go.
Hey, I would love to hear right now because Coop started it. I would love to hear who people think who is the best Bergen and Bosco quarterback of all time. 1-800-919-3776. 919-3776.
Come on, man. I don't know.
Sim, should your number be retired?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're not even the best Bosco quarterback, according to the Bergen record.
I don't know. Darren Cooper must be the same guy that's keeping my father out of the Hall of Fame in the NFL right now. You know, so
wow. So who's
I do think you're If I had, I would put that in the Hall of Fame.
I appreciate that. You just want some major brownie points right there.
Go ahead, Mike.
I know Levy thinks his number two should be retired before your number two.
That's fine, you know, but I still get an honorable mention since I wore it. And even Colin Manungai.
Go ahead, Coop, real fast, and then we're going to talk about St. Anthony's.
It's fun, and I know once people think all the time is like, well, is it just high school? And the answer I get back is, well, it is, but if I don't know where Tom Brady went to high school out in San Francisco, but if they ever listed
Matter Day, right?
All-time quarterback, he would be the all-time quarterback at his high school, right? I mean, so pro and college experience is certainly a factor too.
Oh, see, that is, and this is my point. If it is a factor,
oh boy,
I'm the longest player in the NFL at the quarterback position. You know, quarterback for life, homie. I don't know. High school All-American. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm making the case here. Yeah. Tell your friends, okay. It's okay.
Don't make me look at that 2005 video again, man. Don't make me look at the state championship in 05. I don't want to see the interceptions again, though.
Mike Teal, the all Iron Man team, he threw 5 interceptions his senior in the in the championship. So what are you talking about, Darren?
Didn't make that big throw though on a 3rd and 16.
He threw the football to Brian Toll, the best football player this rivalry has ever seen.
And best
Brian
football ran player I've ever
a
seen.
A 60-yard touchdown to win the game after throwing 5 interceptions. So
Sims,
I don't want to hear
boy.
The 2005 interception that I threw.
We should put this thing on Facebook or something, like, because people, you got to see Sims right now. He's crazy. He's got his Batman shirt on.
Yeah, you know, hey,
I
put it on just for you today, Darren.
God.
I am vengeance.
All right, Coop, we'll see you up on the corner of Forest and Oradell in just a little bit.
See you, Coop. Have a good one, man.
Thank you, guys.
It's pretty good. Have a coupon, right?
Oh, that was
surprised
awesome.
You.
That was great.
Now,
yeah.
Marty Lyons told me, I told Marty yesterday.
I don't shy away either.
No,
I don't
Sims,
care.
And that's why I did it. I was talking to Marty yesterday, our buddy. You know, one of the all-time great Jets. He goes, you can't blindside him with that. I'm like, you think? He goes, no, Mike, you can't. It's not fair.
No, that was cool. I don't care.
So tell Marty it was cool.
Listen, I've been blindsided my whole life, physically, metaphorically, all right?
And you got blindsided in a sophomore year 3 times by Cushing in the state final, right?
I don't know if blindsided. There was one that I definitely was, like, very aware that it was about to happen.
Best player you ever played against in high school?
Brian Cushing? Yeah, I mean, that whole Bergen Catholic team my sophomore year was probably one of the, like, physically most impressive football teams that I saw on the field at
Brad
one time.
Brad DeSalt, Jimmy Dre.
DeMarco at defensive tackle, and you know, not hinting to anything, but that was the only team I've ever seen that actually got, you know, bigger and stronger as the season went.
So your number should or shouldn't be retired, Sims?
I know one thing. Brian Toll should – no one should ever wear 1 again
100%.
At Don Bosco Prep. Never again.
Never
and
in honestly, New Jersey high school
Justin
football.
Justin Trotow, number 71. 71 is also a questionable number, too, for the Ironmen.
Okay.
I do.
That's fair.
And honestly, you don't have to retire it, but I think one thing that both schools should do, like whoever wears 10 every year at Bergen Catholic, you should be like on a list of – these are the people who wore 10 at Bergen Catholic, because that was kind of one of those numbers where, like, people were starting to wear it because Brian Cushing wore it.
What about number 2 at Bergen Catholic? Should that ever be worn? Joe Sandberg was an unbelievable high school football player.
Absolutely. And this is something that I think is just a good way for us to tie into the long history of both schools. Yeah. And the cool – really, actually, more so longer for Bergen Catholic than Don Bosco. I mean, let's face it. Don Bosco – might not even be open today if Coach Toll doesn't take the job at Don Bosco, right? This school actually might have been closed down because it was going down in enrollment extremely bad, and the enrollment did a complete 180 to the point where at one time the entire enrollment was 500 kids. My freshman class alone had 450, and you can't tell me that Coach Toll had a huge influence on that, you know, and that's another thing too, like, the field should be named after him for sure, just
it
like
will
Tony
be.
Carsage.
It will be.
You know,
I talked to Tony yesterday.
A few other
for a
things
while.
Have to happen for that to actually take place, but that's okay. We'll get to that another time.
Let's do a little bit on St. Anthony's, Monsignor Farrell.
Yes, please.
Harv, give me a little music here. I thought Farrell showed great guts because, listen, they're outmatched athletically with St. Anthony's. I mean, St. Anthony's has got guys everywhere. We talked about Torres, who was sensational last week against St. Joe's, that wild 63-49 game.
Yeah, he's
but
ridiculous.
You said something on the broadcast last night, and it resonated, because our buddy Fuch called me this morning.
Right.
And he said, that was unbelievable to hear Sims say that Ian Strong, the 6'4", 210-pounder from St. Anthony's, is the best player you've seen in the Tri-State this year.
I don't even really think, honestly, I had no hesitation last night saying it, and then after we discussed it on our real radio show on the car ride home, since we were both in traffic.
That's a good one.
Language
does not get beat down.
Tune into that one. Yeah. Listen, Ian Strong is the best football player in the Tri-State area. And
he's a pro, Sims.
He's a pro football player. I'm not really sure why he isn't discussed more or why I really don't
because
know
he's
more
from
about
New York.
Him.
That's it. That, if
right.
he was in
that
New
really
Jersey, people would be going gaga about him.
Ian Strong is a grown man out there running and catching the football like on another level. I only think he had like 3 catches yesterday, but every catch was so impressive. It was unbelievable. Megatron.
Opened the show with was a four. I didn't like the call. I'm like, what is Mannucci doing?
No, this is the thing.
And you love the call.
Mannucci's like, why do I punt here? Play field position? I have Dante Torres and Ian Strong. Let's throw it up to the big man. There was a play, too, where everyone ran like a 2-yard route.
Mm.
Except for him.
Yeah.
And it was like, you just go run and
trips
be bigger
left,
and stronger
isolation
and
right. Go get it.
And go get it. And Dante threw a great pass. Ian caught it over his shoulder like it was nothing, and then stiff-armed the defender like it was peewee football, and literally was carrying the football around like
he's different.
It was like his keys to his car. Like it was, he was so relaxed.
He's different, Sims.
Dude, he is different. Rutgers has got a absolute steal with that kid. And when I was on the field before the game, walking past him, I saw him and KJ Duff walk out of the locker room. He's every bit of 6'4", 6'5".
Oh, no question.
Like, so he's really
long arms.
You know what's cool too is like everyone says that he's a defensive player. I don't know what if you're Rutgers, why would you not want someone like that on your offense side of the football?
The only negative, and I talked to Coach Mannucci on the bus ride home last night. I said, Coach, hey, you good? No, not good. I love when coaches win and they're upset because.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, KJ Duff. Good job by you on the broadcast. You saw him wearing his Crocs on the sideline and said, a guy who's in Crocs is not coming back in the game.
They were in speed mode.
He got banged up.
They were in speed mode.
Yep, he got banged up a little bit, so they have to figure that out. I love the play call late in the half, Darius Morant. They had a timeout left. Good job by you, Sims, bringing that up. 11-yard touchdown. They ran the ball with 15 seconds left. Good play call.
One timeout left, and that was the thing, too. Even myself, just like Monsignor Farrell, I was like, all right, here comes some sort of throw to KJ Duff, to Ian Strong, something like that. They did a great job of understanding the situation. They have a timeout left with 16 seconds. Run the football. If he gets tackled short, you call the timeout. You'll still have another chance to maybe throw one or two more jump balls before you potentially have to kick a field goal. Really good clock management, especially because that was an issue that we saw St. Anthony's have and Iona Prep a year ago, that both of them got bailed out a few times of poor clock management. So you can see that they are definitely applying that stuff, you know, to this season. The biggest issue with St. Anthony's, physicality. Are they going to be tough and physical enough to win in crunch time? The passing game and all that is great, but, you know, you're relying upon like one little off day or a few injuries where your offense is going to be kind of, you know, in an issue. You got to be more physical. You got to feed Ruta. You got to feed Moran a little bit more. And the thing is, too, is that when you practice physical like that, it makes your defense more physical, too, because they're practicing against us. This is a great point that my father made to me when I talked to him about the game. You know, it's just that when you're practicing that way, you're already making the defense more tough by being that way as well. And that's super important for, I think, this team going forward, because they have all the makings of a team that potentially can win the championship this year.
They
and Monsignor Farrell played tough.
They did.
They really
good.
Did.
I love Christian Pinto. He's a gamer, their quarterback.
Christian
plays so
Pinto,
hard.
Like, he, you know, had a few rough plays, but also had a lot of really good football plays. I think he's going to continue to improve at the position and just be a little bit more athletic, like we saw Dante Torres done the past 2 weeks, in and out of the pocket. So that's something, as he continues to grow and mature and get more confidence at the position, it'll happen. But yeah, Monsignor Farrell, really exciting. Rocco's the man. I love
him.
He's William Wallace out there.
Yeah, you see him winging that, throwing that flag around.
Oh,
at the
my
half.
God.
He's
That's
great.
Why I was like, I made it's yeah. like Braveheart. You know,
it's a great place.
All
so Monsignor Farrell's a great
face
place.
Paint.
Let me give you a quick story. Harv, before we go to break, I just have to tell this story. The last time that Monsignor Farrell beat St. Anthony's was at St. John's University Catholic League Championship, 2000. Field goal under a minute left. Teams exchanged field goals down the stretch. It was unbelievable. The only negative that day was Rich Reichert, who is the nicest football coach you will ever meet in your life. Back then on MSG, we would take the games from local cable systems. Well, out there in Time Warner Cable, there was my man, Nick Lagakis. He was play-by-play,
right.
And Joe Nugent was color. And Joe was a Monsignor Farrell guy. And Joe was a Staten Island homer.
Right.
I couldn't control that. We just took the feed. Richie Riker called me the next morning. It was bad. I think it bothered him more that Joe Nugent was saying all these positive things about Monsignor Farrell.
Yeah.
And he's like, Mike, who the hell's calling the game? I'm like, Coach, it's not our guys. We just take them. He's like, that was wrong, Mike. It was wrong. And that was the impetus to get our own game of the week on MSG.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I had to tell that story. I don't know if you remembered when you were watching the shows back in the day. We would always take the calls from Time Warner Cable, and I would always throw. And with the call from Time Warner Cable, Nick Lagakis! And Nick Lagakis does public address for Monsignor Farrell. I hadn't seen him in 10 years. I saw him last night. He looks great.
Yeah, and I've actually never really seen you that excited to see
somebody. Oh, my God.
And you
I
said
love
his name
Lagakis.
Just like that,
Nick,
which is great.
I yelled it across the field. All right, I'm getting yelled at. Hey, Harv, how you doing now, man? You alive? You were dead when I walked in here.
He loves you, Harv.
All right, there you go. Joe, you got anything,
it.
Man? You over
Harvey,
that Port Jervis loss yet?
Harvey.
Well, these guys are falling apart. One's exhausted. The other guy's not turning his mic on. What the hell's going on in here?
Let's go to commercial.
All right, we're going to commercial. We'll be back with more of the Jets High School Football Hour, powered by Gatorade.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
At 1-800-919-3776, 1-800-919-3776, the debate continued on into the commercial. Sims is just getting more angry in the fact that he's not the greatest quarterback in the history of Don Bosco football, according to Varsity Aces. The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN
Varsity
is presented
deuces.
By Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has the most reliable service coast to coast, plus 5G is included at no extra cost. Switch and save today. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com today. Mark Mayer, the longtime assistant for Richie Riker over there at New Hyde Park now, just texted in. He said, yes, RR was very upset about the call that day on Staten Island Cable. So
I love
here
it.
We go. All right, Harv, give me a little Jets Player of the Week music. And here we go. Each week, the Jets and Gatorade pick their high school player of the week. The player will receive a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name to support their high school football program. Well, it looks like the Jets and Gatorade Sims are going to have to pay $6,000 this week. I wonder if they thought about that, because they named the offensive line from St. Joe's Montvale. So with this whole NIL world, if I'm those dudes, I said, I want $1,000, I want $1,000, I want $1,000.
Then $1,000 for the whole crew.
$1,000 for the whole crew. So the Jets, $6,000. Gatorade, you can split it. Connor McAllen, left tackle, senior, 6'5", 280. Charlie Blessing, senior left guard, 6'2", 290. Trey Nightingale, the junior center, 6'2". 255. Marcus Hiller, the junior right guard, 6'2", 280. Johnny Parks, the senior right tackle, 6'4", 280. Brendan Arity, the senior tight end, 6'1", 225.
Oh, he's the sixth guy.
He's the sixth guy.
Good man.
That wasn't me. That was the Jets.
Yeah.
I don't pick this stuff this year.
Brendan Arity made a lot of great blocks in that game.
Those six dudes paved the way for the Green Knights to carry the ball 63 times for 524 yards. 63 times for 524 yards. I just got a text message. I haven't read it yet, from John DeMarco, one of the Stepanak coaches. And they put a beating on DePaul last week. The final was 24-3. It wasn't that close.
No, it wasn't. DePaul definitely had an off day. Glad to see DePaul get a W last night versus Paramus Catholic. They won 44-22, so they are off the, as the Quaker would say, the schneid. But it's good to see them get the victory and get back in their groove a little bit. But Stepanak, they're to me maybe, I hate to say it, they might be my favorite in the league right now. Just because I think they're a very well-rounded football team. I think they play tough. I think they're rough around the edges.
What about Wayne Coleman?
That
big boy can move.
And JT Kravinskis, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. phenomenal middle linebacker for Stepanak. His physicality is unmatched so far with that New York Catholic High School Football League at the linebacker positions, as far as I've seen in
about
person.
Jimenez, 45. Another can play, too.
Yeah, I mean, and Kurt at quarterback. Oh, my God, I'm blanking on another really good football player for them. The receiver. Man,
oh,
why am I
terrific,
blanking?
Terrific.
Please help me out here. Receiver.
Divucic.
Divucic, yes. Phenomenal football. Yeah. Phenomenal football player,
great
too.
Play. Great play.
Stepanak, really like what you're doing over there. I really enjoyed watching you play. And again, for all those people who think I'm a New Jersey homer, I love the fact that New York is forcing New Jersey to score a lot of points, too, in these games to actually win. Because in the past, New Jersey's been a very deep pro-defensive mentality. Let's win games 14-7, things of that nature. And you can see these New York teams are like, no, we're going to score a lot of points. I mean, St. Joe's had to score 63, and like a legit 63
yeah.
to win the game,
yeah.
not just to, you know,
Sims,
rub it in their nose.
Sims, top five high school quarterbacks in the tri-state right now. Right now. Not counting South Jersey, north of New Haven.
Not
five.
Counting South Jersey.
Not counting South Jersey. Go.
Is Camden too far south?
That's South Jersey, Sims. Right, that's Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jeez, wake
know,
up. You struggled with math last night in the game. Now you're struggling with geography.
That
was awful.
You're a bully, man. That was bad.
That
all
was
right?
terrible. Kamalo yeah. called you out.
No doubt.
All right,
he's
top
like that.
Five. Go, Sims. Here we go.
Jack Russer, Johnny Shepherd, Dante Torres, Nick Minicucci. How many is that?
That's four.
Thank you. And the number
you mentioned
five,
him before.
Did I? Why am I blanking?
Three of the top five quarterbacks in the tri-state right now are on the other side of the bridge. Will Curran.
That and Will Curran.
From
Stepanak, yes, exactly.
Junior.
That's exactly.
He really has to work out with you. He's got to come to Sims Complete because I'm telling you, you'll make him a Division I quarterback.
But,
I love
you know, those five are legit football players, and they are really enjoyable watches for all you at home. Go see these football players play. They are exciting. Every game, they're going to put on a show for you. It's definitely a good time in the tri-state area for the quarterback position and just athletes in general.
All right, Harv, hit it. Last night, St. Anthony's Monsignor Farrell.
Second down now, taking a shot down the sideline. Got his man. Touchdown, Sean Keegan, Captain Keegan. And the Lions have broken through. Pinto to Keegan. What a strike that was.
I'll tell you what, Sims, his voice sounded pretty good there.
It was early.
Cavallo. It was early in the game. Yeah. It was early in the game. Hey, that was last night on MSG Plus. Today, tune into MSG Network at 1 o'clock. It's the granddaddy, Bergen Bosco, corner of Oradell, and it's live. High school football on MSG. And hopefully the guy who is going to talk to us now for just a couple of seconds, because I don't want him to lose his voice, Jimmy Cavallo, will be ready to call the game. How do you feel, partner?
Oh, baby, I'm back. You know, Sim sent over that Bigelow tea truck. They backed up that Bigelow truck right in the driveway this morning. Apparently, he's got some connections over there. I don't know what it is, but I want to thank the Sims family. That's a full pallet of Bigelow. Gotta love
it. Hey, Jim, let's face it. When you wake up today, I talked to you at 20 of 8. You sounded horrible. Didn't know if you, I said to Sims, I might have to do this game. I called five guys last night in the second quarter.
Bobby Tip.
Yeah, there you go. I wasn't sure you were going to make it. When you wake up on the morning not feeling great, but you know it's Bergen Bosco, it's kind of a shot of adrenaline and medicine right there, right?
It is. And it's just, you know, listen, obviously, you know, you guys know I went to St. Joe's, so you never want to think anything takes a back seat to, you know, St. Joe's and Bosco or St. Joe's and Bergen. But this one is just different. I mean, you know, Danny Sabella has been coaching at Don Bosco now for 4 years. He's been doing this 21 years. And when I met with him on Wednesday, I said, what is it about this game? He said, you know, I don't know. It just has its own feel. He goes, you walk around the hallways, the whole student body. I can't go into the lunchroom without somebody reminding me. Every class that I teach, you know, it's just different. It just has a different texture. It's a brand. You know what? Listen, we're in the brand business. Bosco Bergen is its own brand.
And you know, Jim, I've said it forever. And I'll ask you, Matt. I've never asked you because you've played in it. We only cover it and watch it. I've always enjoyed the regular season game more than the championship game because it's at a high school venue.
Yeah.
Does it feel – is the regular season –
it's so much more important.
It is, right?
And I always preferred playing at Bergen Catholic.
Okay. Really?
Absolutely.
What's your lifetime record? 4-1?
4-1. But 3-1 as a starter.
3-1 as a
Darren.
Starter.
Yeah, add that to the checklist.
Jimmy, he is so upset about this Darren Cooper stuff. Oh, my God.
This is just good entertainment.
So am I.
Man.
So am I. And Sims, you're learning quickly. The guy sitting next to you, he's a bad guy. You know what I mean? I mean, come on now. Come on now. You know what?
Make Brett Kneif the all-time Iron Man quarterback. I'd be okay with that. At least Brett did it with his legs and his arm.
See, I think Levy could be up there.
Levy is absolutely up there. Absolutely.
Hey, as soon as Quick started
right
this,
below
Manny,
me, though.
I went full Terrell Owens. That's my quarterback.
That's right.
I've been leaving, buddy.
All right, Jimmy, we got to let you go. Take care of your voice. Get some more of that Sims Bigelow tea in your body, and we'll see you in a little bit. Production meeting, 11:30. 11:30. Don't
see,
be
what
late.
Jimmy doesn't
right,
know
pal,
is that actually we sent him Aaron Rodgers ayahuasca tea. So during the game, he's going to be tripping balls.
You're nuts, Sims. I love you. All right, Harv, let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to rip around to Tri-State, do a little Rutgers, Iowa, big one on the banks tonight. And then later in the show, picks, including the granddaddy. I know who is anxiously awaiting.
We got to make sure we talk about these two teams, though,
we
real
will,
quick.
We will, Sims. All right.
Look at me. You know, now I'm producing you.
You know who's so excited to hear our picks? There's two people. Gary Adler, who thinks I'm wrong all the time. I've only made one mistake with Gary in my life. Bring him into my world. And then I love Gary. But Mahoney, this Dr. Mahoney, who's quickly becoming your best buddy, he has called me. I went up to school once this week, and he's called me two other times, like, Mike, what's the pick? I'm like, Doc, listen to the show. We'll be back with more of the High School Football Report right after this. Listen up, Mahoney.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. Now back to the Jets High School Football Hour. Here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Sorry, Harv. Jumped the gun there. Excited about the 7 o'clock game tonight. Will you watch Rutgers, Iowa when you get home from Berger Bosco?
Yeah, definitely. My family's excited about it.
It's a huge, huge game.
For sure it is. Yeah, absolutely we will.
Definitely. Last night, Dylan Butler from Varsity Media wanted to be anywhere but the game he was doing. Massapequa jumps up 14-0. He's like, get me the hell out of here. But back come the Red Devils of Freeport. And all of a sudden, before you know it, late in the game, it's tied at 28. And now Butler and the Varsity Media guys are sitting on a gold mine. All right? 5 of the 6 touchdowns in the second half in this game, Sims, from 50 yards or more. Your type of game. The game winner came off the arm of Massapequa quarterback Paul Delanto, who hit Shane Horan with 1:30 left. Delanto, 10 of 15 for 225 and 3. The biggest, the last one.
Here's Delanto over the middle, has wide open receiver, and there goes Shane Horan. Touchdown, Massapequa, 59 yards to the house.
Good thing he didn't leave. Hell of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stuck on the Belt Parkway getting home last night. Butler's calling me like, oh, my God, it was awful. I wanted to get out of there.
Right.
I might embellish that a little bit.
Yeah,
Dylan's
know.
Great. Dylan,
it's all part of it.
Great job, Dill. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Okay, little rip around, Harv. Here we go. Matt. What do you know about Hayden Levinsky?
Teach me, coach.
Well, you need to know, Sims, okay? The 5'10 junior from Deer Park High School last night got their first win of the season, beat Eastport South Manor out there near Spion, the Lavelle Mansion out there. Levinsky returned 2 punts for touchdowns, 55 and 53. Pretty good night, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't done. 61-yard touchdown reception. All right, you good?
No.
He did more. 65-yard rushing touchdown. That is an unbelievable night for big Hayden out there.
He might be
Jets
player of the week.
Let's go up to Connecticut. What is happening to the blue wave of Darien? Last year, they won the Class Double L title. Maloney won the Class L title. Darien last night falls at home 21-9. They are now 1-2 on the season, and they will lose on October 29th to Greenwich, and they will lose on Thanksgiving Day to New Canaan High School. That means the Blue Wave will lose 4 games. And yes, it's personal. When you mess with my nephew, I mess back. So I read a quote today in the little Game Time Connecticut, Sean Patrick Boley, where the head coach for Darien High School blamed his offense, stating, Maloney wanted it more than us. Really? So you're playing a defending state champ and you're saying your kids didn't want it? Sims, cop out quote. I don't know. I don't want to bring you into this.
Yeah.
But he messed. He messed with Sean, and now we're messing back. Can't just roll the balls out anymore. Now you got to go coach.
Listen, if they didn't want it enough, that's a reflection of you.
Speaking of coaching, how about Coach Augie up there at Danbury? Came from JFK in the Bronx. The Hatters now 3-0 for the first time in 20 years. A year ago, they scored 203 points in 10 games. They've already scored 122 this year, but let's not have a party down, you know, Main Street in Danbury yet. It's going to get real this week. They beat St. Joe's this week, then it gets real. But Asher Jones, the sophomore receiver, his first two career touchdown catches. Johnny Barden, the quarterback, he threw three. Mamaroneck, Sims, they've been playing for 111 years, Mamaroneck and White Plains. They've played 44 times. I do not know, and I don't know the history of Mamaroneck, White Plains, but I seriously doubt anybody has had the type of game that Jack Ramsey had last night. The 6'2", 220-pound senior running back linebacker had eight carries for 195 yards and three touchdowns. Touchdown runs of 38, 71, and 60. Pretty good, right?
Yes, it is.
From his linebacker position, he had two sacks and five tackles for loss. What I love about him even more, he's an old-fashioned three-sport guy. Football, hockey, lacrosse. Quarterback Jason Cox, eight rushes, 64 yards, and three touchdowns. Your final 42-14. The Tigers are now 3-0 playing up there on that Landtech field. Somers, I love what Anthony DiMatteo is doing. I saw Coach down at Rutgers practice during the summer. Our buddy Marco Battaglia brought him and the Somers team down there. They beat St. Francis of Maryland last night, the B team. But I still love the fact that they're getting out of the cozy confines of Section 1, challenging themselves.
Quarterback Matt Fitzsimmons.
Yep, there you go. Aiden Coulihan, he had a big interception touchdown to interception return for a touchdown late in the game. Hey, going to bring this up. Don't talk about Mount Vernon football a lot on this show, all right? But today we do. Sims, when you're driving down Sanford Boulevard in Mount Vernon, where the Bronx meets Mount Vernon, look to your left, because you will see the most spectacular facility in the tri-state. The Memorial Stadium, the old stadium. Remember where Mean Joe Green said, hey, kid.
Right.
You know, the Coke, the jersey, the whole thing? That's where they filmed it. They ripped it down, and Landtech just built it back up. Field has been laying there for 12 years. I used to go to those Section 1 championships. Memorial Field, legendary. Marty Glickman used to call the New Rochelle Iona prep game forever on WPIX. The place is back. It's terrific. Today at 1:30, Mount Vernon, 1-1, taking on 2-1 Yonkers Force. The place is spectacular. Kudos to Landtech for a job beyond well done. Way to go, Selinsky and Marty. Over in New Jersey, Sims, not the type of game you wanted to be at last night. Did you read up on Ridgewood Passaic Tech?
I did not know.
Oh, boy. Ridgewood goes to 4-0. They hand Passaic Tech their first loss of the season.
Man, Ridgewood.
12-7.
Ridgewood has pulled off a lot of impressive wins this year.
This is the most impressive. They beat Clifton a couple weeks ago, but here.
It's the way they beat Clifton, which was so impressive. I got to watch the film on this one. It's Ridgewood,
well, you aren't going to see a lot of starters because four of them didn't play in the game, and then their quarterback got hurt in the second quarter.
Wow.
Passaic Tech in the first half, their defense, five sacks. Ridgewood, their defense, three sacks. At the half, guess what the team's total yardage combined was? Combined, Sims.
50 yards.
Oh, my God. If it was Price is Right, you'd lose. 49. You were over. Okay? For the game. That was a good line. For the game.
Loser.
228. So I tell Jackie that all the time when I say, Jack, you're over. You lose. It doesn't matter. Biggest game down the shore last night, Donovan Catholic, Red Bank Catholic. Red Bank Catholic lost one game last year to Donovan Catholic in a monsoon. Once again, everybody goes gaga about Frankie Williams, the quarterback, you know, Portello, the running back. They played great last night, but the defense for the third time this year did not allow a touchdown. I know the final score was 14-7, specialty team touchdown, block field goal, 80 yards. Donovan Catholic scores, Red Bank Catholic wins. Mike Lang has done an unbelievable job there. Next week on MSG2, that will be our game of the week. So you'll be talking to Lang this week,
yes,
you and Cavallo. So that's good. Portello, two first quarter touchdown runs. They get up 14-0. They hang on and win. How about, hey, is there such a thing as an ugly win, Sims?
There is, yes. But
really?
It's still a win.
Still a win, buddy. So now Caldwell, the Chiefs have won 19 in a row. They finally beat West Essex after seven consecutive losses. The offense has been rolling, but last night it was the defense and Sean Murtaugh, 24-yard field goal with 3:42 left. That is the difference. So when we come back, we will break down the granddaddy. Hold on a second, Harv. I just got a text from Marty Lyons. Let's see what the big guy is saying. How about this? Marty Lyons telling me, don't forget there's a big game in Mount Vernon today. Hey, pal, you build the fields. I'll produce the shows. We'll be back with more of Marty's old team, the Jets High School Football Report, sponsored by Gatorade. Way to go, 9-3.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims. I get no doubt.
All right, Sims, we play that for you. You picked one game and you lost.
Yeah.
So you're now 3-1 on the season. I was on fire last week. Two for two. Two and two. I am 5-3 on the season. Before we get to our picks, we just want to let you know the high school.
So much for being the
wizard. What'd you
say? So much for being the wizard.
Oh, I'm about to be the wizard now, man.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
going
to take you out behind the barn right now.
Yeah, you and Dan
Cooper. The high school
football.
Oh, Sims, you're the best. The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one auto Ford. I sound like Cavallo doing that schedule last night. The number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. And, of course, the High School Show on 98.7 is also presented by Sloman's low-price home heating oil. 24-hour service, call 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Right now, to see how much you can save on this winter on heating oil with Sloman's. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Harv, hit the music. The Quicks Picks of the Week, with a little help from Robin, are built by the Land Tech Group. Here we go. Granddaddy, corner of Forest and Ordell, 1 p.m. If you can't make it, you can watch it live on MSG Network. Let's break it down. 2-2 Bosco. They can't stop anybody. Bergen Catholic, 4-0. They stop everybody. Pass game. Quarterback receivers. Who has the better pass game?
Nick Minicucci and the Bosco.
I agree.
Yeah.
Defense. Who has the better defense?
Clearly Bergen Catholic. Led by Malachi Mercer. Unbelievable football player. Super underrated in New Jersey.
I love the fact you went with Mercer. Everybody goes about DJ Samuels and Mitchell.
We know Sadir Mitchell and DJ listen, Malachi Mercer, absolute dog. Kaj Sanders, defensive back. Absolute
terrific
dog. Really good football player. Yeah.
Elijah Kinsler.
Yep. Definitely.
Christian Mimmo.
Mimmo, an atypical Bergen Catholic crusader. Just does it all for
the
Crusaders.
So we agree on the defense.
Yes.
Who has the better run game?
Better run game? So far, I would say Bergen Catholic, just because Saeed St. Flour is a really good runner. He's averaged about 100 yards in each game this year.
And Samuels is a good change of pace back in there, too.
And really the best running back right now for Don Bosco is Nick Minicucci.
You're right. Okay, so here we go. You take that down. It's 2-1 Bergen Catholic. Who do you like, Sims? Are you pick? Or you can't pick.
I can't pick. I don't want to pick games that we're calling.
Okay, sit back and enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Make it quick.
Everybody thinks that Bergen Catholic is going to win easily. Hold on, Mahoney. Hold on, Campanelli. Hold on, Cardi. This Don Bosco team is coming here to save face today. But if they save face, they've got to do it with their defense. Keep that music going, Harv. I'm getting into it. 28, 34, 35, and 42. That's how many points they've let up per game.
Yeah.
2-2. Bosco wants to make this a track meet, Sims. Okay? And Bergen Catholic wants to make it mud wrestling. They don't care how they win. They just want to win. They make it ugly, sloppy. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if I'm going to be invited to the Bergen Catholic Mahoney postgame tailgate.
That's right. Do it.
I really like Bosco in this game, but not to win. I'm going with Bergen Catholic.
You are such a loser.
St. Peter's Prep at St. Joe's, 3-1 Prep, 2-2 Joe's. It's an identity game. Who are they? Here's the problem, and I said it to you when we were at Rutgers for the St. Joe's Philly game. It's hard for me to get that debacle that the Marauders laid that night out of my head.
It's very tough. I'm just sticking with it. I'm going St. Peter's.
I think St. Joe's, we talked about their line. I think they're going
to
go old school, ugly St. Joe's.
They need
to. I think they've got to slow their approach down. They do. They win today because their defense, they got to play defense with their offense. I like St. Joe's.
This is one of the most important matchups, I think, in the league today as far as who the hierarchy is and who is going to be chasing Bergen and Bosco
in
the playoffs.
You lose, forgotten. You lose.
You're not forgotten, but man, it's a deep wound that affects your season a little bit more heavily, especially with playoff rankings.
Okay, 1 o'clock at Seton Hall Prep. They host 4-0 Irvington, 2-1 Prep. Prep easily could be 0-3. They could have lost to Pope John. They could have lost to Del Barton. Who do you like?
I'm picking Irvington in this one. Just I think they're a little too athletic.
Sims, you got caught up by the 4-0 record. Combined records of their four wins, they're 4-11. I tell you what, Fitz and the boys, they're going to slow it down today. They're going to establish a run game. This ain't going to be a track meet. And Seton Hall Prep, they win it. Finally, Curtis, 0-2 at 0-1 Lincoln tonight in Coney Island. Real fast, who do you like?
I really don't know enough about these two teams. After seeing Lincoln, it's tough for me to get that out of my head, too. So I think I might have to go with Curtis on this one.
Good pick, yeah. Sims. I like the Warriors. They're a lot better than they showed last week. So Pete Gambardella's guys, two of my really good buddies coaching in this game, but I'm going to go with Curtis. The picks of the week built by the Lantech Group, the leader in design, construction, and maintenance of athletic fields and facilities throughout the East Coast, specializing in synthetic turf, natural grass, concrete, fencing, and more. Visit them at thelandtechgroup.com. We are all heading up to the corner of Forest Orndale. You going to be there?
Absolutely, sir.
Will
Looking
Cavallo.
Forward to it.
Will Cavallo?
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? All right, here we go. Bergen Bosco, 1 o'clock.
Toodles.